This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your busy days to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners today. Thank you to everyone who's taken the time to hear a word from you. Lord, I pray you'd use your word and use this program to open people's eyes to the truth. Speak to everyone out here today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Why interpret literally? We're setting the stage for our new study in Revelation. Why interpret literally? That's what we've been looking at here these last two programs. Before we get started, because you run into more problems when you don't interpret this book literally when possible. And I just wanted to set the groundwork here before we get going and help show you why and how to have a correct understanding and interpretation of this book. Because when you don't, your other theology and the other things that you believe are going to be way off base because of a misunderstanding of this book. First, let me say, this is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You can find us on the internet at WGODontheair.net. I invite you to go there, check out the website if you'd like. There's a link on there that says, discuss today's program. I encourage you, please leave some comments on there if there's something that the Lord has shown to you, or if there's a question you have or a comment you'd like to make. Go to WGODontheair.net. Also, we're on Facebook, WGOD Radio, all these programs. I'll post the link in there as soon as they are uploaded for you to hear them if you've missed that on the radio. Also, you can go to WMIEFM.com and click on the link that says On Demand, and then look for 7 a.m. and you'll find this program there, WGOD Radio. We're looking at the theme, Why Interpret Literally. Now, there are some groups out there, some Christian denominations, and I'll call them. I mean, for one, we have the Catholics. And for number two, believe it or not, the Presbyterians, who don't interpret certain things literally like you should. And that's what I want to look at here today. And I want to show you the repercussions of not interpreting this book literally. If you would please, if you could, turn with me to Revelation chapter 20. Of course, we're going to the end here before we go to the beginning. Starting in chapter 20, verse 1, it says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he seized the dragon, that serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole world, and he bound him for 1,000 years. That's the key thing I want to look at. Also notice, of course, now the references to the dragon. Like I said in yesterday's program, that when we see a reference to someone that has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, I made the comment how God expects you to know that because he expects you to know his word. I mean, the Bible's our playbook. We need to know the playbook. I guess the question is really is, are you a professional Christian? That's my question to you. Are you a professional Christian? That is, one who knows the playbook. Isn't that funny? You know, in my worst days, I probably could memorize and probably have memorized, I'll put it conservatively, 500 songs. Not only 500 songs, 500 songs with all the verses to them. How about you? How many songs have you memorized in your life? How many songs do you know not only the lyrics to, but all the verses to those songs? How many do you know? Now let me ask the question, how many Bible verses do you know? Do you know as many Bible verses? Do you know as many Bible verses as songs? Now, I don't say that to condemn you. I say that to just bring out the difference here and to remind you, encourage you, that you and I should know as many scripture verses and what God says in His Word as we do songs from another lifetime in the past. That's my encouragement to you. And if you find yourself, you know, convicted by that, then repent. It's as simple as that. Repent and change and make it right. Repent. If you're convicted of that, leave it behind. And make today the day that there's no more of that, friend. You know, you can't get back the time you've lost in the past. But, I mean, and I've lost many years, 30 years of my life. I can't get back and lost. Let me encourage you today, if you have found that you know 50 times more songs than you do the Word of God, stop, repent of your sin, don't look back, leave it behind, and move forward, and make the Word of God the central focus of your life. Be in this book. As he said to Joshua, meditate in this book day and night, so that things may be well with you. That's my encouragement to you today, friend. Leave all that other muck behind you. Turn, repent, meditate on this word, read the word, make the word the central part of your life, and I guarantee you will have the victory every day. Okay, now let's move on here again now. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, I read to you. This angel, he sees the dragon, that serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and he bound him for 1,000 years. He deceives the whole world. That means he deceives your son. That means he deceives your daughter that aren't saved. Remember, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He deceives the whole world. Means he deceives your mother. Means he deceives your son. He deceives your daughter. He would deceive your dog if he could. Friend, it's high time to wake up and to be about the Lord's business here. You know, I was in a study here on the radio, and I've been teaching on the radio for 10 years, and I've been teaching for 15 years. And I was in the middle of a study here in 2 Corinthians, and I just opened my mouth, and there just wasn't a whole lot coming out. And God said, no, I want you to teach the book of Revelation again. And here's where we are. And the inspiration to me, there's just not enough time in the day to say to you all the things God's put in my heart. And that frightens me a little bit. Because this study's going to last through Christmas, and Lord only knows where we're going to be here in this country or in the world at Christmas time. The Lord is saying, oh man, get in this book, teach this book. Friends, let me encourage you. Now is the time to awake out of sleep. Don't be deceived. It says here that Satan deceives the whole world. Now that is everyone that doesn't have the Spirit of God in them like you do. Do your children have the Spirit of God? If they do, praise God for it. As I say to my church, you know, we're part of the 1%. You know, the government's got all their muck about the 1%. Well, let me tell you, there's 1% out here. There's 1% in this world whose names are written in the book of life. People that have the Holy Spirit, people that are saved, people that know and realize this age that we live in. You are part of the 1%. Praise God for it. Let me encourage you today to make that 1%, 2%. May you and I be about the Lord's business today to make the 1%, 2%. And it comes through people like you and I, God using us. Remember, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through you. You are an ambassador for Christ. Think about that, an ambassador. Go to the United Nations. You have an ambassador to China, the ambassador to Iran, the ambassador to Israel, the ambassador to Saudi Arabia, the ambassador to the United States, and the ambassador to Almighty God. And guess who's sitting behind there? Not me. You. You are sitting there. You are sitting behind the gold-plated sign that says Jehovah on it. You are sitting there. You are God's ambassador. You are an ambassador for Christ, as though God was pleading through you. Oh, man, what an awesome thing. How could you not have the victory? God's pleading through you. Also, we read in the Bible that greater is he that is in you than this stinking old devil. He that is in the world, God is pleading through you. My advice to you today, my encouragement to you today, friend, is for you to add as many people to the 1% as possible. I use that figuratively, that when we look around in the world, there's not a whole lot of people who are sold out to Jesus Christ and whose names are in the book of life. There's a lot of deceived people out there. I want to encourage you to devote your remaining days here on this earth to be an ambassador for Almighty God. Let him use you to turn this upside down world right side up. One last verse, and then we're going to end again, and then I'm going to have to continue with my point tomorrow. It says, he cast them into the bottomless pit and locked and sealed it over him so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were finished. But after that, he must be released for a short time. My point I'm trying to make is 1,000 years. The two groups I picked out earlier, Catholics and Presbyterians, don't believe in this verse literally. They don't believe in the literal 1,000 years. That's known in the church as the millennium. Most people, all people who interpret literally, take that verse literally. We believe in the premillennial return of Jesus Christ. That is, he's coming back before this 1,000 years, and that the word of God is going to be fulfilled just like it says. In our next program, we're going to look at the consequences for not believing this verse literally. So we'll be back here tomorrow as indeed we look at that, and we'll look some more at that. Why interpret literally? And in the meantime, I want to invite you as well to go to wgodontheair.net. That's our website. GOD Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And all these programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. Friend, I invite you, join me here this year as we study this book, and God promises a blessing. As we're going to read in here, God promises to bless you for reading and for taking these things to heart and for keeping the words written in the book.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And the time is 7:14. Paul Esposito with you, station manager of this radio station. Hope you enjoyed that program. I don't know if you know it or not, but that program is it's a year old. You hear references to Christmas. Probably was January, and I was saying, oh, it's going to be on till Christmas. Now it's like, that's no big deal. It's 2 months away. But we'll be on and probably through 4th of July and good well into next year. But timeless message. So these programs, which you're hearing, at least so far, everything we've heard, has been from this fantastic study in 2014. It's re-airing again now for a year. So if you hear some intros in there, which might be a couple minutes old, or See, I'm talking and looking at the same time. That's dangerous. If you hear